Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be in the little sanctuary that Yahweh has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior our lawgiver, and our king, and he alone will redeem us. Yahweh is the Savior of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And it is Yahweh's word, it is Yahweh's testimony, and it is our Elohim that we serve that will continually and forever be magnified. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listed via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the mighty Yah. And this evening, we will have an interesting topic. As it says on the title, it's cause and effect. And we just came off of a very beautiful holy day. It was a double Shabbat. It was not only the Shabbat, but it was the Day of Atonement. And we had it was a real good cleansing so that we could be made anew, so that we could be made aright, so we could come in and come out as a brand new individual, a brand new person, a brand new servant of Yahweh willing to dedicate their servitude to the Most High. That's what this day was occasion and purpose for. And it was a lovely time. Even though we were afflicted, even though we were hungry, even though we were thirsty, it was all a righteous sacrifice to be made unto Yahweh, our Elohim. For truly, we can't thank the Most High enough for his great blessings, for his great works, for his mighty acts, and for his mercy that he have extended unto his people. But even in this great season, even in the great time, even in the time of mourning to cleanse ourselves and be made anew, there was controversy. Because many of our people, and when I say my people, I'm speaking of the nation of Israel. It's a great time to get ourselves in order and get ourselves together, because Yahweh said, gather yourselves together, O nation that's not desired. So that's a command from the Most High. But many of our people refuse to gather. Many of our people refuse to bring themselves together because of the controversies that we have. And these controversies, undoubtedly, or not because we came up with these laws, statutes, and judgments, and commandments, and testimonies. These are all of the Most High. But because everyone has a book, and everyone can give their interpretation, and everyone can interject their own opinion, now all of a sudden you have a bunch of statutes, and a bunch of judgments, and a bunch of testimonies that just simply Yah hasn't ordained. Well, how do you rectify this? How do you cause this confusion to cease? Well, undoubtedly, it's one thing that our people claim that they hate doing. And it's written in the book of Proverbs, the 25th division. If you turn with me there. In the book of Proverbs 25. I'm going to read verse 9. Well, actually, I'm going to start at verse 7. I'm going to start at verse 6. Excuse me. And it reads, put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better is it to be said unto you, come up hither, than thou should be put lower in the presence of the princes, whom thy eyes have seen. See, it's better to not presume that you're ready to stand before the chiefs, that you're willing to stand before elders. It's a testimony in the book of Job that says, when Job entered into the room, people got quiet. They silenced themselves because they know that this was a man of renown. They know that this was a man of Elohim by the way that he worked, by his works, by the way that he spoke. Because when he spoke, wisdom proceeded, understanding proceeded. And when he did works, he was doing works in the name of his Elohim. So he was a man of renown. But you have today where people will be willing to stand in front of anybody, even the Most High himself. People will say, man, the Most High, he got to explain to me why all these babies had to die. He got to explain to me why I had to go through so much hell. Why are we going through so much hell and affliction? And they will act like the Most High owe them a reasoning. They owe them that the Most High owes them a rationale. But in all actuality, if we were being humble like we should be, we would shudder at being in front of the king. We would hesitate because we don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to speak in utter foolishness. But let's continue reading. In verse 8, it reads, "Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put you to shame." So don't go out of your way to just strive. And that's what the mentality of our people have been caught and taught to do. Always want to strive. Everything is an argument. Everything is up for debate. Everything. You could be saying the same thing, but just the fact that you're saying it, now all of a sudden you got to strive. I can say, man, it's been a good day. Yeah, but it's been a good day, but it's been a better day for me. Like, why are you trying to strive? And people try to come up, and they want to strive not just with the low man. They want to strive with the kings. They want to strive with the princes. They want to strive with the people of renown. But it says, don't do this. Don't have this type of spirit. Lest your neighbor have to put you to shame. Because when you open your mouth and you utter things, you should know what you're talking about. You should be prepared for not only asking questions, but having them asked back at you. Not only talking, but be willing to listen. And it's because we haven't learned how to exchange. It's because we haven't learned how to break bread that this verse right here is overlooked commonly by our people. In verse 9, it reads, "Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret one to another." See, we haven't been taught how to properly have this discussion. We haven't been taught how to properly approach controversies. When you look up the word debate in the concordance, it'll take you to the Hebrew word reb or reeb. And it means a controversy. And it means to defend. So any controversy that we ought to have in the nation of Israel, we should be willing to discuss it. We should be willing to defend it. It shouldn't be where that should turn you off. That should be able to make you turn and say, well, nah, never mind, because it's going to turn into a debate. Well, you're supposed to debate your cause with your neighbor himself, so you don't discover a secret not to another. And there's many secrets that Yahweh has revealed. And Yahweh's servant have been trying to take this discussion to the masses for the longest. Because we're not trying to discover a secret one to another. We're not trying to get in front of the people and bash each other, talk down on each other, act like each other is not intelligent. That's not in the way that Yahweh wants us to carry ourselves. We're supposed to debate our cause so we don't discover a secret one to another. And there's many controversies in the nation of Israel that people just refuse to come together and discuss their controversies. They don't want to defend their position. But they will come out to the world and say, you're wrong. They will come out to the world and say, you're wicked. But they won't be able to defend their position because they won't be able to bring to you the word of Yah as their defense. So they look at debate like how Babylon has taught us how to debate. You say something, I say something. You make a statement, I rebuttal, and we just go back and forth. It could last a half hour, could last a couple hours. It could go on for days. But no, when you are equipped with the word of Yah, and Yahweh have given you the words to speak, it doesn't take that long at all to establish if you about truth or if you just about striving. And Yahweh doesn't want us to go come together just to strive. What is your cause? What are you reaching out to? What are you reaching out for? It says this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and the very first verse, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Yes, to everything there's a season. So it may not be a season to discuss this, because you may be discussing it in the wrong season because you haven't found the purpose to discuss it. But when it comes to the word of Yah, it's always a time to speak and praise the Most High. And there's controversies that's in the nation of Israel that really shouldn't be controversies. There's separation that has taken place that really shouldn't be. We shouldn't be separated. This could be ended with just a conversation. Let's come together to the table of brotherhood and let's discuss our issues. So what if you think that my views are extreme? So what if I think your views are extreme? Let us come together and reason as brethren. So we don't go out in the world, because it's people that's out there, they are perplexed. They are confused. They get vexed and say, man, I hear so many conversations about a month and a moon. Man, I hear so many conversations about a day and a night. Man, I hear so many conversations about who should we serve. And these things really are not controversies. All we have to do is go to the word of Yah, and it'll rectify everything. But because we refuse to go to the Most High, because we refuse to take our petition to the Almighty, these things become a great controversy. And nobody wants to defend the word of Yah. Now, people will say, well, I don't like the debate. That's why we have certain conferences, because it's all about unity. That's why we got certain get-togethers, because it's all about unity. And debating is divisive. But the same people that say this will commonly come out and tell you how they feel about Trump, how they feel about other brothers and sisters. So you don't mind debating about politics. You don't mind debating about tail-bearing on your brother and sister. You don't mind coming out against someone that you dislike and having that discussion. You don't mind having a debate with someone that you believe knows less than you. So it's not the debate that you have an issue with. It's the individuals. It's like the Proverbs that we read. You don't want to stand amongst the chief men because you really don't want to have the whole world see how much darkness that you may be in. But it says in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the people that have walked in darkness have seen a great light. So even if you're walking in the grossest of darkness, Yahweh may cause you to see a great light. So what is the cause? What is the cause of why we are approaching? What is the cause of why we're doing what we're doing? Well, ultimately, it has to be for the glorification of the Most High. Otherwise, it's just vain. If we're coming together to debate just because we're trying to see which one is more studied, which one is more intelligent, then we done missed the ball. But if you come in to glorify the Most High, to show that Yahweh's word reigns supreme, then what you should see is brothers dwelling together in unity, even if we're not on the proverbial same page. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to read the 30th and the 31st verse. It says, strive not with a man without cause, if he have done you no harm. So, yeah, we don't go around just looking for debates, looking for arguments. And we can easily do what a lot of our brothers and sisters are doing and get all on the internet and talk about them like a dog, trash them in front of the public, humiliate them. But what does that get? As many people that's opened up their mouth and spewing out foolishness, there are some that's genuinely coming because they're trying to get wisdom. They're trying to get understanding. And because they don't see it your way, you done jail everybody in the same boat. And now you're just striving just to strive. Well, no, this is the counsel of wisdom. It say, don't strive with a man without a cause. If he have done you no harm, they ain't done you no harm. They haven't said nothing against you. They just said, I don't understand where you're coming from. Where did you get this? And you're ready to strive. And there's only one reason why we would come at this. We come in this way. It's because of pride. And this pride has been encouraged by the captivity that we're in. That's why it says in the 31st verse, envy thou not the oppressors and choose none of his ways. It didn't say, envy thou the oppressor and choose not most of his ways. No, it say, choose none of his ways. Because even in discussion, they've taught us wrong. Even in debating, they've taught us wrong. Because it's not to edify and glorify the Most High, it's to edify and glorify yourself. So if you come into the table and you're not trying to magnify Yah's word, you're not trying to uplift the testimonies of Yah. You're not trying to witness for the Most High. You're not trying to have everyone with one consent say, praise the mighty Yah. Then no, you shouldn't enter into contention. You shouldn't be debating. Because what you're doing is you're trying to edify and glorify yourself. But when you are in a certain position, because a lot of people want to be promoted by Yah, they want the promotion from Yah. But the promotion that you're in is going to place you in certain positions that you have to be equipped to handle. For example, the Most High blessed me to be in a leadership position. And it's something that I prayed for. And it's something that the Most High answered. But this position is not to be taken lightly because I have a huge responsibility. Every leader has a huge responsibility on their hands. And those bones that come together, there's going to be some rattling. There's going to be some shaking. There's going to be some kicking up of some dust. There's going to be some controversy. But you can't ignore it because you're just trying to keep the peace. Because it's information that may come out that could be essential to the salvation of your people. And if you're not properly witnessing to that, if I'm not properly witnessing to that, there's a great turmoil that will fall on my head. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, I'm going to begin to read at the very first verse. Ezekiel 33:1 reads, again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman. If when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. And he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from amongst them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hands. This is the responsibility of Yahweh's servant. If you in a leadership position, you got to blow the trumpet. So if you teaching people, bringing doctrine that can't be substantiated by the laws or the testimony of the Most High, our responsibility to have this discussion. It's our responsibility to have these conferences. It's our responsibility to have our people gathered together to see, because this trumpet has to be blown. Because if the trumpet is blown and you just ignore it, you just think, oh, that's some Negroes that just got their own thing going. I don't got to listen to you. And that thing be true, and Yahweh swore come, and your head get chopped off, well, you got to bear that on your own. But if we say, man, we're going to come together, we're not going to discuss any of our controversies, we're not going to discuss any of our differences, we're just going to sit in the room and smile and laugh all day. Yeah, you're going to feel good, but you didn't sound no trumpet. People still walking away in their folly. People still thinking that it's cool to serve someone outside of Yahweh. And now Yahweh's sword is coming to judge. And now guess what? That blood is now on your head. So always just trying to seek and be Mr. Diplomatic. And oh man, I don't want to stir the pot. I don't want to be controversial. Yeah, it's a time and season. But what is your cause and effect? What is the effect of being so diplomatic? What is the effect of trying to be, to just go along, to get along? What is the effect of this? If it's to cause your people to be slain by the sword, then man, what are you doing? In Proverbs, it say open rebuke is better than secret love. Like, don't sit up there and know I'm doing wrong. Know you teaching me doctrine you can't prove. Know you having testimonies that you can't back up. And you saying, man, I love you. And then Yahweh chops off my head. Man, I would have rather you just told me, brother, sister, you dead wrong. What is your cause and your effect? You got to have a purpose. Because There's a season for it. We have to have a purpose. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. I don't want to see my people get slain. I don't want to see my people get slaughtered. And I don't want that on my head. I got enough that I got to deal with my own transgressions against the Most High. Less so taking on the bearing somebody else's slaying and having that on my head because I didn't open up my lips. I didn't praise Yah. I didn't witness for him like I was supposed to. Oh, no, that would be a big burden to bear. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the third verse because as a servant, this is the mentality that we should be having. In verse 3 it says, because I will publish the name of Yahweh. Ascribe ye greatness unto our Elohim. Ascribe greatness unto Yahweh. Not to the sun, not to the moon, not to the stars, not to your muscles, not to your heart, not to your brain, All these things are things that the Creator made. We're supposed to be praising the Most High for His creation, not praising the creation instead of the Most High. This is totally backwards. We should be publishing the name of Yahweh. It says in verse 4, He is the rock, and His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a Elohim of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is He. This is the Elohim that we serve. Everything that Yahweh does is judged, is was done through judgment. So guess what? Any conclusion that we come to, we should be seeing the judgment in it. If you walk it away with the conclusion that a month is 13 months and it's 29 days in a month, and your only conclusion is, well, that's because Yah can do what He wants. Yeah, Yah can do what He wants. But what did He show? In His word, He showed 12 months in a year, 30 days in a month. Yes, you could come to your conclusion that, well, I believe a day begins in the evening. But what did Yahweh show in His words? It said that He calls the light day, and darkness He called night. That's the word of Yah. Yes, you could say, well, man, I serve Yahshua. I serve Him and the Most High. But Yahweh said, I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory would I not give to another, neither my praises to a graven image. That's the word of Yahweh. Because everything Yahweh did was through judgment. Because just and right is our Elohim. But when we ignore this, when we don't hearken to this, this is what happens in verse 5. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of His children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. And that's all you see is a bunch of perverseness, a bunch of crookedness. People that proclaim that they know that they Israel, but ask them who they serve, and you're not going to get one consistent census. Ask them what's the Most High name. You're not going to get one consistent census. Ask them about statues. You're not going to get one consistent consensus. Ask them about the commandments, and you're not going to get one consistent consensus. It's going to be all over the place. But I thought the word that Yahweh say, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Elohim, is one Yah. So why are we, as Elijah the prophet said, why do we halt between two opinions when the word is right here? The testimonies are right here. And since people can't attack the message, they start attacking the messenger. So now it's, well, man, I heard about you. You did such and such and such and such. Okay, if I did, that's between me and that, the person whom controversy I have one with, and that's between us and the Most High. That's like me saying, oh, I can't trust nothing you got to say because you done sinned before. So you can't tell me nothing. Man, you could be telling me, get out the street. A semi-truck about to hit you. I'm like, no, I can't listen to you. That's what makes us crooked. This is what's making us perverse, because we're not putting the issues on the, I'm talking about us as a nation, as a whole, are not putting the issues on the table. And when your brothers and sisters are trying, are reaching out, trying to cry aloud, trying to spare not, trying to lift up their voice like a trumpet, so you don't get called into slaughter, so they don't get called into slaughter, they say, man, y'all cats just being contentious. And in verse 6, it reads, Thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not He your Father, that He brought you? Have He not made you and established you? And I see so many things, so many doctrines, so many ways spoken against our Elohim. Why is it there so many? We claim that we Israel. Now, people will throw on the fringes. that throw on the apparel, trying to look the part, but Yahweh say his name every day is continually blasphemed. And all we doing as a nation is letting the people do it. But who's standing up to witness for the Most High? Who's standing up to say enough is enough? My Elohim is not this cruel Elohim that you painting them to be. My Elohim, you won't get no more merciful than the Elohim that I serve. But instead, it's just being words spoken against the Most High. It's just being allowed to happen. And that's not the spot of Yahweh's children. That's not what Yahweh done set us to be. That's not the position Yahweh has put us in. That's how we done became, as a degenerate plant. We supposed to be the first one to stand up and defend the word of the Most High. Defend the honor of the Most High. That's like you sitting at the table, and you say you honor your father and your mother, and you allow somebody to sit at the table and talk about your father and your mother like a dog. They just saying a bunch of things, just slandering them. It's not even true. And you just sit at the table like, yeah, that's what you got to deal with. No. Most of us, if somebody says something about our father, our mother, even if it was true, you'd be like, hey, don't talk about my mama now. Talk about my father. Leave them out of it. But people can say anything about Yahweh, and we like, well, yeah, that's true. And you're not going to get no one more righteous than the Most High. You're not going to get anything more holy than the Most High. So if you're going to debate, that's something worth debating. And that's the cause. The cause is great words is being spoken against the Most High. So we got the witness for the Most High. And the effect is that we confirm in our position with the Creator. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the 15th verse. It says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, Yahweh just gave us a warning. Yahweh just said, if we don't hearken and observe to do all the commandments and his statutes that he done commanded even to this very day, that all these curses shall overtake us and pursue us. And now today, we out voting. Now today, we out marching. Now today, we out in the streets crying. Now today, we out in the streets making supplications. As if the president is the reason why we catching all this affliction. As if the Supreme Court is why we catching all this affliction. As if it's the police why we catching all this affliction. No, it's because we're not keeping the commandments of the Most High. And these curses have overtaken us and pursued us. The police, the Supreme Court, the president, senators, governors, mayors, all these are just tools that were used, that's being used as affliction. But they're not the cause. Our rebelliousness is the cause. And the effect, well, this is the effect. In verse 47 of the same chapter, Deuteronomy 28 and 47, it says, because thou serve not Yahweh your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall you serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he hath destroyed you. So now you wonder why there isn't but a handful of black billionaires. And they come in right in the cusp of billionaires. They're not like these other nations that's billionaires. You got Bill Gates, he worth $56 billion. His stock goes up every as long as Babylon's standing, his stock keep going up. He keep adding to his billions. He got more money than he could ever spend. Meanwhile, the richest black man, that's a billionaire, is worth like what? Maybe $4, $5, $6 billion. Because this is the position that we put ourselves in. So now your enemies are ruling over you. So don't think because you don't see black businesses in your neighborhood, thriving communities, that somebody took their foot off the wheel. No, because your enemy's ruling over you. And they're going to make it as hard as they possibly can to keep you afflicted. Why? Because they are the tools that was used for cruelty, for us rebelling against the Most High. So I don't want to hear about what the Gentiles are doing, because if we would be obedient to the Most High, the Gentiles would be of no effect. I don't want to hear you talking about, man, we need to go out and vote tomorrow. And if you don't go out and vote tomorrow, you are part of the problem. No, you are the problem by going out to vote. Because you're going out to vote because you're trying to rebel against the Most High. Because Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. And he sets up whomsoever he will. And he chooses the basis of men. But our people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They want to say, man, we got to take destiny in our own hands. Yahweh done forsaken the earth and his people. But that's not what Yahweh said. Yahweh said, we didn't serve him with joyfulness, gladness of heart. Therefore, we serving our enemies. And we not getting no joy from it. We just trying to be uncomfortably comfortable. But this is the cause and effect of rebelliousness. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. In Exodus, the 31st chapter, I'm going to begin to read at the 12th verse. And it reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. You shall keep the Shabbat, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from amongst his people." Yahweh gave the warning. Yahweh said, look, this is how you show the nations that you know that there's a true and living Elohim that goes before you, that will save you, that will redeem you, that will give you a righteous ruler, that will give you the desires of your heart, because your desires are going to only be good. This is how you show the nations, by keeping the Shabbat. And you got men in the world today that's teaching, you can't keep the Shabbat. You shouldn't keep the Shabbat. Now, what is the cause of this? Well, the cause of it, when you go down and when you boil down to the very essence of it, you're going to see that it's all self-serving. Somebody said something to them. They felt like they was wronged by the Most High. They felt like they were offended. It's all vanity. It's all pride. They're not going to tell you, oh, I was reading the scriptures, and Yahweh said stop keeping the Sabbath. Because if they had these scriptures, they would have been shown it. They can't show you where Yahweh said, I'll curse you for keeping the Shabbat day, because if they had it, they would have been shown it. It's all vanity. And what is the effect of following this counsel? Destruction. Further memory loss of us not knowing our Elohim. That's why Israel is so confused. Because they're not keeping the Sabbath day. And they're not keeping it holy. They think the Sabbath day is a vacation day for them to do their own pleasures and exact their own will. No, this is so we could get to know more about our Elohim, to know our Elohim, so not only can we witness, but that we can witness properly to the Most High. And without that happening, without that taking place, this is why we go further and further into the abyss of wickedness. This is the cause and effect, people. Yahweh said, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Either path we choose, we take all that befalls with it. So if you walk in the path of the blessed, you go take all that comes with it, even the affliction, even the darkness, because you know Yahweh going to bring you back out into the light. But if you choose death, you also take it, everything that comes with that. And the vast majority of the world have chose curses and then wonder why we cursed, wonder why we can't get ahead, wonder why we can't come up, wonder why those that oppress us are ruling over us because of our rebelliousness. And this is what we're supposed to be shaking off. This is what's supposed to be coming off of us. Turn with me to the book of Judges, the 11th chapter. Because you could think all you want. You could think, well, since Yahweh not down here every day going through it with me, I don't care. I'm going to do my own thing. He going to just have to understand. Yahweh don't have to just do anything. Yahweh can just take you off of this earth. Yahweh can just take us out as a nation. But Yahweh don't have to comply or acquiesce to any of us, because it's not us that command the Most High. It's Yahweh that commands us. And in the book of Judges, the 10th chapter, Judges, the 5th chapter. In the book of Judges, the 5th chapter, I'm going to read the 11th and 12th verses. Judges 5 and 11 reads, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the place of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh, even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahweh go down to the gate. This is what we ought to do. Rehearse the righteous acts of Yah. So when you keep it the Sabbath day, you're rehearsing the righteous acts of Yah. We came out of the Day of Atonement, sackcloth, ashes, fasting. That's the acts of righteousness to Yahweh. When you keep the laws, confirm the testimonies, that's the righteous acts of Yahweh. And Yahweh said, look, you want to go home, you got to rehearse these acts. And that's just like an actor. You don't just yell action and you fall into it. No, you got to rehearse. You got to study your role. And we have been the people that have been destroyed. So how you just think you're going to automatically get it when you step into in Jerusalem? No, because if we don't rehearse righteous acts, if we don't testify for the Most High, you won't be in Jerusalem. I won't be in Jerusalem. In verse 12 of the same chapter, it says, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, the sons of Abinom. Constantly you see, awake, because we sleep. We're going to do whatever we have to do to wake our people. If we got to teach every day, then that's what's going to be done. If we got to sing new songs, then that's what we're going to do. We got to feed the poor and make sure we look out for the fatherless, the Levite, the widow, the stranger, the oppressed. That's what we're going to do. We got to get together and have study sessions. Then that's what we're going to do. We got to get together and break down this book by book. Then that's what we going to do. Because we trying to rehearse righteous acts before Yahweh and show these nations that this isn't some suggestion book. This isn't some self-help guide. That this is the works of the mighty Yah that we doing. Not anyone can put their hands in this. Not anyone can put their feet to this. Even though that's what everyone should be aspiring to do. But you have to be inspired to do this. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Because a lot of people say, well, I keep the Sabbath day. But how you keep it the Sabbath day if you don't even know when it is? Because some of our people are under the impression that the Sabbath day float. That y'all waiting to see what the light and night do to determine when the Sabbath is. And that's not a testimony anywhere. So what they doing when the Sabbath day come around? Cutting up, doing exactly what Yahweh said that we shouldn't be doing. In Isaiah the 58th chapter and the 13th verse, it reads, If thou turn away thy foot from the Shabbat, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Shabbat a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thine own words. So no wonder we don't find no delight in the Shabbat. Because you come to the sanctuary to speak your own words. When the Sabbaths come in, now you're thinking your own thoughts. And that's why we don't see the benefits in the 14th verse. Then shall I delight thyself in Yah, and I will cause thee to ride up on the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Yaakov thy father, for the mouth of Yahweh have spoken it. No wonder people out here witnessing to the Most High, like we can't do nothing. You can't keep his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. You can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't do this, you can't do that. Someone that's just coming in will be like, what can I do for the Most High? Because it seems like I can't do nothing. You telling me that he got laws that I can't keep. He got a Sabbath day that he rested, but I can't rest in it. He got statutes that I can't do. Well, what can I do? And the effect of giving our people these false claims is the reason why our people are being consumed daily. Every day. Don't think because you don't see it on the news, or it's not some big story on the internet, that our people not being consumed. We are being consumed every day. And it's because we refuse to defend this cause. We refuse to defend these things that are a controversy. And it's because of this, Yahweh has a controversy with his people and the inhabitants of the entire earth. But before we go there, turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 14th chapter. And in the book of Psalms, the 14th chapter. Now, there's certain people that you don't contend with. Certain people you don't strive with because you just know it ain't no purpose. And the person that Yahweh say don't do it with is a fool. So that's the worst position to be in, is to be a fool. Because look at what it says in Psalms 14, starting at the very first verse. It says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. You hear that? None that does good. So just think about that. It says, Yahweh looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek Elohim. But they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? This is perplexing to the psalmist. King David asked, like, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon Yahweh. How many Eric Gardners, Mike Browns, Sandra Blands? How many Eric Gardners are we going to have? Our people being eaten like bread. But who calling on Yahweh? No, instead they saying, send in your ballots tomorrow. You got to register to vote. You don't want 4 more years of Trump. And if I got to choose it, I guess I rock with Biden, but I don't believe in any one of them. But you don't believe in the Most High at all. But let's continue reading. It says, there were they in great fear, for Elohim is in the generation of the righteous. You have shamed the counsel of the poor, because Yahweh is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion when Yahweh brings back the captivity of his people. Yaakov shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. And you got people saying, man, this ain't the end of captivity. Yahweh ain't coming to get his people. How long we got? Man, I don't know. I don't think we ever going home. Well, what type of spirit is that to give to the people? What type of encouragement is that to give to the people? That's not encouraging at all. Matter of fact, that's the opposite of encouraging. That's discouraging. And you want people to stay in captivity. Why? Because you got a raise at your job? Because you got the car that you finally wanted? Your bank account look exactly how you want it to look now. So now you want everybody to suffer because you coming up. That's a false balance. And Yahweh said a false balance is an abomination. No wonder these causes have to be debated. These causes have to be discussed. Because all the workers of iniquity, do anyone have any knowledge? Is anyone going to say, man, enough is enough? We don't rebel against the Most High enough. We don't revolt against the Most High enough. It's time for us to return unto the Most High. Is there any knowledge? Or is it just stiff neck and hard hearts? Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Because a lot of people today, they say, man, follow your heart. They're like, man, we're trying to come up. Some not convinced themselves that this land of captivity is their country. We helped build this country. This is our country. We was natives here. But Yahweh said he put us in the land that we would know not, nor our fathers have known. See, trying to rebel against the Most High is the reason why we're in this predicament today. But we can take the bumps and the bruises today because we seek it a better tomorrow. And as it say in Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 19th verse, it reads, better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And that's all our people want to do, is divide their spoil with the proud. They want to keep up with the Joneses. They want to live it up with Bill Gates. They want to be like Trump. They want to be like all these things. But what they don't want to be is with the lowly, because that don't look right. They don't want to ride on the donkey. They want to ride on the horse. They don't want to come in wearing sackcloth. They want to be suited and booted every day. They don't want to say, I go by the word of Yah and the word of Yah only. They want to look like every other nation, divine they spoils with the proud, and just spend all day reading books, getting all type of knowledge, diverse knowledge, that don't have you serving the Most High any better today than you did yesterday. And that's why Yahweh said, every word of Elohim is pure, that he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Yahweh said, if we but put our trust in his word, it becomes a shield. Now, what do you need a shield for if you never go into war? What do you need a sword for if you never go into war? So what is the point of having this word as a defense and you never want to discuss it? You know there's going to be differences. You know that we're not going to see eye to eye. But this is why Yahweh shows his word unto his servants. That's faithful to stick it to his word. Because whether you think whatever you think, whether I think whatever I think, the main goal is not to separate yourself, but gather yourself. Now, why should that be the major goal? Because that's what Yahweh commissioned. Turn to the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, and the first verse. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree brings forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you, seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, that it may be you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Yahweh said, gather yourselves together. Now some say, man, we ain't going to see eye to eye until we get home. When Yahweh say that? We're going to have to see eye to eye before we get home, or we won't be getting home. Because if I say we got to serve Yahweh only, and you say we got to serve someone else besides Yahweh, Yahweh said besides him there is none else. So how you think you're going to be in the streets of Jerusalem? Now, Yahweh will be merciful upon whom he will be merciful. And I'm not going to send you nowhere. I don't have the power to. But Yahweh's judgment say it's going to be rendered upon those that are serving idols. It's just certain things that we got to get and see eye to eye on. And one thing we got to see eye to eye on is that Yahweh word has the reign supreme. It don't matter how you see it. It don't matter how I see it. It has to matter how Yahweh sees it. Yahweh has to be the final say because Yahweh is the creator. How is the clay going to contend with the potter? And the potter made the clay, formed the clay. This is why we got to gather. Whether you see it the same way or not, we got to gather. Whether you think we go by this, that, or the third, we got to gather. Because we can get these controversies placed on the floor, and we can magnify Yahweh together. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Because one thing we got to realize, we done had great men, great women in our midst that have gone away. And it's happened, and it will continue to happen. Because that's the judgment of Yah. But one thing that hasn't went anywhere is the word of Yahweh. And in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and the 8th verse, it reads, the grass withereth, and the flower fades, but the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. That's why we got to put our trust in Yahweh. That's why our foundation must be in Yahweh. Because the grass gonna wither, the flower gonna fade, but the word of Yah, it will stand forever. And in verse 9 it reads, O Zion, thou bringest good tidings. Get you up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that brings good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Yehuda, behold your Elohim. And this is what we're saying today. Behold our Elohim, because he will redeem his people. Behold our Elohim, because Yahweh has given his words unto his servants. Behold our Elohim, because he has shown his servants secrets. Behold our Elohim, because he has shown his servants his covenants. And the world may not believe, this. They may believe the Most High is some type of spook. And we just some crazy people that standing up prophesying for this God that don't exist. But we witness it to the true and living Elohim. And if anyone try to contend with that, anyone that tries to defend the wicked, we got to contend with them. Because Yahweh is calling for his judgment to be on the face of this earth. And many going to be slain. But who going to stand up and witness for the Most High? Who going to stand up and give the truth of what Yahweh brings forth? Yahweh said this in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter. In the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. See who Yahweh talking to first. The people who he done gave his laws, statutes, and judgments. Testimonies to. This is who we coming with first. And then he says, for Yahweh have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And why? Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. And what's taking place? By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Because everybody trying to get along, go along to get along. Everybody trying to be so diplomatic that you forget to witness for the Most High. And now they're swearing. Now they're lying. Now they're killing. Now they're stealing. Now adultery is being committed. And all that's taking place is blood touching blood. Now rather than to stay in this state or see this state, I'd rather debate my cause with my neighbor and discover not a secret one to another. I'd rather tell my neighbor, no, you can't lay with that sister. She married. And that's committing adultery. No, you can't serve that idol. Because besides Yahweh, there is none else. No, we can't go by the lights and start praising the lights. Because Yahweh made the lights. And that's who we should be looking for. No, we can't just make up our own days and start keeping them. Because we didn't make these days. Yahweh made these days. And we got to keep them in the order that he ordained. And when you stand up for the truth, you're not going to have a lot of friends. Because they're going to be like, man, you too uncomfortable. You making things too uncomfortable. Well, rather make you uncomfortable for a moment than spend an eternity burning in discomfort. Because you didn't witness for Yah. Because I didn't witness for y'all. Because we didn't witness for y'all. No, that can't take place. And the last scripture is in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. Because it don't matter what. The president, Donald Trump, just got out the hospital today. They tried to say he was in the hospital for 4 days, but Babylon don't know how to count. And he said, look, man, don't fear this pestilence. Don't fear this COVID. Don't let it run you. And they said he's taking some of the strongest steroids that's on the market just to maintain. See, don't listen to the pride of these nations. Don't start walking in the pride of these nations. Don't start walking in your pride. Understand this, what it says in Daniel, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 24th verse. It says, this is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my master, the king, that they shall drive you from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you to eat grass as an oxen, and they shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, so you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. That's what you got to take with you. So I don't care what they're doing out there tomorrow. I don't care what they say. You got to register to vote. You got to vote. Because if you don't vote, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because this is decreed by Yahweh. And there's none that can deliver out of the hand of the Most High. There's no one that's going to be set up and run by their own rules. They set up because the Most High put them there. The Most High set it up and he'll take one down. Now, if you walk in your pride, you walk in your arrogance, you walk in your stiff neck, then you're going to find out that you're going to be made a beast like unto Nebuchadnezzar. And this is what Yahweh left as a testimony in his book to show, no matter what you think, no matter how you walk, Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. So we debate because we're showing that Yahweh rules in the kingdom of the men. We will break bread with our brothers and sisters because we're showing Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. And we will keep the Shabbat that we can keep in captivity because Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. Now, this is what we got to get in our hearts, our souls, and our minds to know that we got to plead our cause and we got to defend this. And that word comes from debate. We have to defend the word of the Most High because we are his witnesses that Yahweh has risen up to testify. To know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Before him there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after him. Yahweh is Elohim, and besides him there is no Savior. So don't wait to vote. Don't wait to march. Don't wait to go get a gun and take the war to your enemies. Stand back and see the salvation of Yah. Wait patiently for Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Judgment jump.